This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour here on the DJB program. How do you do? Welcome into the new year and a kiss off. Let's kiss off the old year. Get rid of it. Out of our minds, out of our lives, out of everything that is close to us. We need new. It's new time. New. Doug Steffen, not so new. Well, new and improved, if you will. Victoria Keevan is here. She's always new and fresh and improved. And Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Happy New Year to all of you, to him, to her, to them. Victoria, what's leading off here in this hour?
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on. One of the things that we've been following for months now is the California fires. And, of course, you spend your time in California, and our Jen is out in California. So that's been something that's on the top of our minds. And now the latest development with that is that the Pacific Gas and Electric Company, PG&E, could actually be facing murder charges. And so this is coming from the Attorney General, Xavier Becerra, and he submitted his official opinion, which is not actually a charge, but it is his opinion that he passes on to a federal judge, and he said that the company, the PG&E, should be on the hook for murder charges. There will be some lesser charges connected with that as well, and this is all related to the Camp Fire, and that is, there are several wildfires that we tracked this year. But the Camp Fire is the deadliest fire that California's ever had. 86 people died, and over 18,000 buildings burned almost to the ground. And
so somebody's got to pay the price for that.
Someone
has to.
It's
their fault.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So there should be. And these people that run PG&E have been running into Jerry Brown's office every 5 minutes saying, oh, please, you got to save us. You got to help us. If we get sued and we have to pay all these fines, we'll go out of business. And then what do you do? And if Jerry Brown had been smart, he'd say, well, that's tough luck for you. We got plenty of other power companies who can run the infrastructure and do it according to best practices instead of you guys. All you're interested in. I don't fault the people that are running it because that's their job. They get hired to make sure the money gets to the bottom line. So in place of that being irresponsible and people dying and the wires are so frayed they fall off of the lines and they're underneath the lines are areas that should have been cleared. The old dead brush wasn't cleared because of some stupid California environmental law that doesn't exist anywhere else in the country that you can't take the undergrowth out. And, I mean, how much
does
it take?
Yeah, and in some cases, they could have taken the brush out. And there were memos that have been leaked now where they just chose not to.
Yeah.
So it's not even just the environmental stuff. This is just negligence on almost every level. And so we'll see what really happens. Now, Becerra's brief was, like I mentioned, that's just advisory. But that is what he would recommend. And so that is what he's putting forward to a federal judge. And now the actual charges will come from the county district attorneys, not the state of California. So there's some weird nuance there with the law, but it'll have to come from the actual counties where the campfire happened.
I wonder if California, Doug, limits the rates that PG&E can charge. So is there a circumstance where PG&E is not making the profit they could be and are not able to maintain the infrastructure as well as it should be?
Don't know the answer to that.
And could California be liable in part of this maintenance debacle?
That's a great question. I don't know about that, but from what I've read about PG&E, one of the problems that they ran into is when it leaked out that because they skimped on a lot of this stuff, they had a bigger profit. And so when they went back to the investors, to the board, they said, "Oh, here we've got, you know, we're making more money than we thought we were going to make." So they basically chose to give the investors and the board the profit that they were looking for versus actually doing what they should have been doing, clearing the brush, paying people, you know, the right amount to do. And
then that gives us cause to wonder, Victoria, whether other utilities like that by doing the same thing.
Yeah, and then these guys just got caught. Yeah.
But they went to Governor Brown and said, well, we can't go out of business. And Brown said, don't worry, we won't let you go out of business, basically implying that if they're going to be multi-billion-dollar settlements. There are two lawsuits, one over the fire last year, and then more this year because of the fire this year. And they're going to be, they don't have those kind of cash reserves.
Stack that on top of the insurance payouts that the insurance companies are having to give. And California, get ready, because your electricity and your insurance is about to take a whole new
Well, and then on top of that, the civil cases of wrongful death, you know that that's coming next.
Yep. So, well, my friend, the person, our Maria Trilogy, who's the astrologer for us on this program, her son was the first to die in the fire last year. And she was contacted by a group of lawyers who are representing all of the families of the people who died. And they're looking at, you know, a lot of serious money here. You can always figure the lawyers would be first in line, but those people deserve to have some kind of settlement. That guy shouldn't have died. Why would he died? He couldn't get out fast enough. The fire was moving so fast that he was an architect, and he'd gone in to work on some buildings in there, and he went back in. He checked the winds and stuff. I mean, he wasn't a novice. He was a 55-year-old guy who knew how to do what he was doing, and he had left his plans for the rebuild of whatever structure they were working on. And so we went back in to get him, and the fire, the wind changed direction, and it overtook him immediately, so that he was asphyxiated in his truck. Somebody's got to pay for that. It's just not right. This kind of lack of response, lack of responsibility, it's just not acceptable. It isn't. It's not. And the state of California, man, if you're living in California, we have four or five states in California, I can't imagine you want to go along with what Brown has told, if in fact he has the authority even to tell Pacific Gas and Electric, don't worry, we'll take care of you if it gets bad. So it's completely unacceptable. The President and Senator Lindsey Graham got together over the weekend, and apparently Trump is in a different place than he was. He's reevaluating the withdrawal from Syria. As you all know, Mad Dog Mattis left his position because he didn't like what the president decided to do, and Lindsey Graham, who has some sway on the president, has said that maybe we should do this differently. The Chief of Staff, General Dunford, said, after discussions with the president, I have never felt better about the way where we're headed. Okay, well, that's what Lindsey Graham said that, too. So, and the president went to Iraq. I don't think that got as much press coverage, did it? Or was it just me not paying attention?
Only on Melania's boots. Otherwise, no.
Yeah, right. Yeah, she wore boots.
Timberland boots, and I don't know, but there was some kind of hubbub about her wearing Timberland boots to go visit the troops.
What was the hubbub?
Really? I didn't hear anything about
that. I saw something out of the corner of my eye, and then I just discounted it because
I didn't even read the article because it's so worthless. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I saw an article the other day saying that it's not okay for Melania to wear Timberland boots, but it is okay for Michelle Obama. And so then they start comparing Michelle Obama's glitzy boots to Melania's Timberland boots, and that's the news we get today.
Yeah, terrific.
It's just pitting women against each other, too, and that just makes me sick.
It is ridiculous. All right, the EPA has new rules regarding a certain type of pollution. I want to go over that with you in a few moments. Quarter after the hour here on the DJV program.
Technology Truth, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truth.
Truth, you have 14 login passwords, and you can't remember any of them.
Doug 1. Doug 2. Doug is awesome. Doug is awesome 1, 2, 3.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Doug is super cool & underscore !! 1985.
New at GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind?
Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, what do you think about this? The Environmental Protection Agency, one of the agencies that develops the most animosity, deserves the biggest booze of all of the agencies. And frankly, my hope was when the Trumpster said he was going to drain the swamp, I was hoping this was the first stop. However, that has not been the case. They put a boob in charge, this guy Pruitt. He's now gone, and I don't even know who's there now, but these farmers, I always take the approach of farmers because I'm a farmer, and the EPA has done vast harm. It's like there's an attack by the government on farmers and farms. It's been consistent over the past 10, 12, 14 years. More slap and stupid regulations, like farmers don't know how to grow things, farmers don't know how to responsibly save and protect their own land. You know, that's the kind of stuff that you're talking about. And so the EPA has continued to do their dance. The agency says it's considering major revisions to the restrictions for evaluating mercury emissions from coal-burning power plants. Now, in my mind, I was not a fan of the Obama administration, but mercury is bad. Bad, 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 bad. And there's nothing about having it anywhere near in proximity to you. If it gets into your system, it is so damaging. It gets into your blood, and you can't get it out. It's only absorbed, and it bogs down the process of almost everything in your body. So getting it out of your body is important, and the Obama-era restrictions are appropriate. But now these people want to dump them. Instead of dumping the regulations that are really stupid and harmful, they're going after stuff like this. And all they do is stir up the environmental pot, and nothing gets done because this stuff will all end up in court. And so what do we have at the end of the day? Another expensive court ruling, and it doesn't help anybody. Keep the mercury the hell out of our lives would be what I would say. 21 after the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Celebrate the end of the year and the coming of the new year. Looking back on some of the top songs from 2018, this is the rock category. So we have the top five rock songs from this past year. Starting at number five with Panic at the Disco doing High Hopes. What do we think of this song, ladies and gentlemen? Richie, Victoria?
Panic at the Disco is not... they're not really my favorite. They're a little too musical theater.
How do you mean?
They're very theatrical.
You mean when they're performing on stage?
No, just like their sound is very like music theater to me. It's like very musical theater, like rock opera kind of stuff. Not really my thing. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Richie, who's listening to this at your house?
My daughter might be. She's this is rock. This is pop to me.
Yeah.
Anybody that calls himself Panic at the Disco and the main instrument is a keyboard, I cannot hear a guitar in this song. This is not rock and roll. Pop.
So here, what we're doing is the Billboard people have different categories: pop music, country, rock, dance music, that sort of thing. And so we're going through categories from the Billboard charts. Number four on this list of top rock songs for the year, Foster the People doing Sit Next to Me. Sounds like a pop song too to me.
This is very poppy,
This is not rock and roll.
This isn't rock. All right, let's go to the Imagine.
Well, Imagine Dragons isn't going to be much more rock, I don't think.
Yeah, all right, let's try one of them. There's two from Imagine Dragons, the top five of the Billboard rock list. Number three is Believer. No guitar, Richie.
It's really more the
same stuff, right? This Thunder?
This is Thunder here.
Yeah, this is a better song than Believer, but...
Where's rock gone? Where's pop music gone? Who's going to remember that?
Man, these kids don't know how to do rock and roll anymore.
No, seriously.
No, I'm just saying, I'm in the same, same way.
This is crap.
This is not rock and roll.
Here that lasts.
It's not too bad of music. I don't mind it. Yeah, when I listen to it, you know. But it's not rock and roll.
You know, the weird thing is when you listen to when you listen to rock music, if you find a rock channel around on regular radio, which is not easy to do anymore, but it's all old songs. There is no new rock. You know, it's because it's this kind of stuff doesn't even sound like rock music.
There is, the radio just won't play it. I go see bands all the time that you will not hear on the radio, and it's rock and roll.
Yeah,
and they're making new music. So there's definitely plenty of it out there, but the big records
want
to jam the other stuff down your throat, so that's what you get.
Well, that is, it's a jam, Richie, no question about that. So, a number, as we try to relate to this, we all sound like, why are we doing this?
I know, right?
Hey, what's up there at number one there, Sonny?
Number one is Portugal the Man, Richie, doing Feel It Still. Top of my chart this year.
This is so poppy, I can't even believe this was on a rock chart. This song was everywhere in 2018.
See, I don't mind the music. The music is okay, but it's not rock.
Right.
I think Billboard's losing it. Or maybe the industry's losing it.
This is what's being played on. This is all based on airplay. So played on stations. So it's just not rock.
I remember the old cigar chopping record promoters used to come around to my office and to try to get me to play a song. I'm wondering how many of those guys are still around pushing this kind of crud. All right, so there it is, boys and girls. The top rock songs of 2018. I'm sure you enjoyed it. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it was like when he was under fire during his second tour to Afghanistan.
You know, it almost seems overwhelming for like the first few seconds, but then you just fall into the rhythm of what you got to do. And we had unbelievable leaders and unbelievable training, and really it just all came back to the fundamentals.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Cases and cases of confidence.
Staples can help give you the confidence that your business is ready for the year ahead with all the supplies you need.
Like paper. And right now, when you buy a 10-ream case of Staples multipurpose paper, you get one free.
So you can be confident you're ready for whatever business comes your way.
Buy one case of Staples multipurpose paper, get one free. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
In store only, limit 10.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. With the partial government shutdown heading into its 12th day, a meeting might take place Wednesday at the White House.
We have to have a wall as part of border security.
President Trump ended 2018 talking about the wall, and he began 2019 tweeting about it. The Democrats, much as I suspected, he tweeted, have allocated no money for a new wall. The White House did invite congressional leaders from both parties to a briefing on border security and the new wall. But The White House provided no details, and some Democrats are already calling the invitation a political stunt. The Smithsonian has now closed for the duration of the shutdown, and a number of national parks are also showing the effects, with trash piling up and rangers not protecting the parks. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
At the hour. Happy New Year, everybody. Hi, Doug Steffen. How many times have I said that on the air? Probably more times than most of you have said it, whether on the air or off the air. I'm talking about how many years have I said Happy New Year. You and I have said Happy New Year, Richie, on the air for, what, 25, 26 years or so?
Yeah, something like that.
Victoria is she's an
calculator.
She's only heard me say it 3 or 4 years. Happy to have all of you along. Victoria Keelan is here. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, with a focus on some of the names in the news today. Richard Overton, the oldest living veteran, has passed away. He served in World War II, beloved figure. He credited, we talked about him, Victoria. Remember earlier in the year when he had his birthday? He believed that his smoking cigars and drinking whiskey every day kept him alive.
Well, he was 112 when he died, yeah. So he was obviously doing something right.
Yeah, right. Passed away in Austin, Texas at a rehab facility. Recently been hospitalized with pneumonia. He had been around in Austin last few years. He was the Grand Marshal of their Veterans Day parade a couple of years ago. He said, I remember we talked about this and kind of laughed about it. Smoked 12, 13 cigars a day, made sure to drink milk every day, and eat some butter pecan ice cream every night.
Man. I like
he also
guy.
Enjoyed a splash of whiskey with his coffee. When you put that whiskey in there, it makes your muscles get warm, he said, when he was 108. He lived in the same house in Austin for 70 years. Bought it for $4,000 after the war. He was a corporal in Hawaii, in Guam, and Iwo Jima. He was a sharpshooter. The all-black 1887 Engineer Aviation Battalion, the 1887th volunteer from the Army in 1942 after Pearl Harbor. His service earned him a meeting with President Obama when he was 107. He was born May 11th, 1906, 8 years old when World War I started. He said he still had memories of soldiers returning to his hometown after the First World War. He outlived two wives, has a 90-year-old girlfriend.
Wow.
How about that? He said, I don't think about death. You can't do anything about it anyway. It's going to come whether you want it or not. Just got to think about living. What a smart guy. So Richard Overton.
Here's the question.
The nation's oldest living World War II veteran passing away at the age of 112. Yes, Richie.
Did you outlive your kids? Because that would be the hardest one.
Yep.
I don't know if he had kids.
May not have.
There was no mention of him having children.
You know, I'm looking at his wiki page, and you're right. It doesn't mention...
Yeah, he had two wives.
Spouses.
Yep. Yeah. I don't think he had kids. Maybe that's why he lived to 112.
No kidding.
Yeah. That could be it, right? All right, so there's that. Now, The Rock is another person in the news. He's given his mother a nice Christmas present. He did a big thing for her. He posted, actually, an emotional video of his mom, Atta Johnson, unwrapping his life-changing gift to her. This one felt good, he wrote alongside the clip of his mother opening her card. Surprise! Bought my mom a new home for Christmas. He continued, all our lives growing up, we lived in small apartments all across the country, lived like gypsies on the road from one state to another. His father was a wrestler, so he traveled all around like the wrestlers do today, but they didn't make the kind of money then that they do now. First home his parents lived in was the one that he bought for them in 1999, and then they divorced, things get complicated. Since then, I've always made sure my mom and dad have had everything they need, houses, cars, that sort of thing. And as for how the gift was different than others, he explained it's because she gets to choose any home she wants, anywhere she wants to be. Not a bad deal. He concluded on the post, somehow, somewhere along the line, I became one lucky SOB able to make stuff happen like this. Merry Christmas, Ma, and woo-hoo, enjoy your new home. Good.
We've had a lot of guests on this show over the years, and he is one of the nicest people you will ever talk to. He's just good dude.
He gets it, man.
He gets it.
He also hosted some young visitors on Christmas. People from the Make-A-Wish Foundation, Rays of Sunshine, Children's Charity, Starlight Foundation, and helped them out a lot, too. He's a giving guy, and he is very, very grateful. He gets that he has a very lucky star. And so, there's nothing wrong with that. I see nothing wrong with that.
I've always said, some people have like a persona that they're really a nice guy, and then you find out later on, well, they're really not. He must really be a nice guy, because his ex-wife is also his manager, and I don't know any divorced couples that want to continue to work together unless he really is a good guy.
She's handling the money. She's handling the money.
Right.
Right.
So that kind of always made me think, he's okay.
Richie had one other. We would be happy to tell you that Donny Osmond is exactly the same.
Oh.
And Kiefer Sutherland was also.
Kiefer Sutherland, great guy.
Yeah, and Donny Osmond, when he called you at home or something, didn't he, when he missed a conversation?
It was his fault that he missed our interview. We'd called him, and he didn't answer the phone.
Yeah.
And he called me in my office an hour later and said, it just couldn't be more apologetic. and just said, can we do it now? When's good for you guys? I'm available anytime you guys want. I'm so sorry. Anytime you want to do it. And I'm just like, you know what? Set me up with your sister and we'll call it all even. This is 20 years ago.
But, has it been that long?
Has it been that long?
Yeah, I mean, we had him on the show a bunch of times, but when this happened, yeah, it was a long time ago.
Wow.
You know what else I was reading over the weekend? Keanu Reeves. That guy just gives and doesn't, like, his found. You know how all, or so, most celebrities have a foundation of some sort, or a lot of celebrities. Like, his foundation is secret. He doesn't show up as the owner of the foundation, and it gives money to hospitals all over the country, and nobody knows that it comes from him. He doesn't live a lavish lifestyle, and he gives away most of his money. Like, the money he made for The Matrix, he gave it all away.
Wow. And that was a lot of money, too.
It was a lot of money.
He lives a very simple life. You know who else is like that, I hear, is Kevin Bacon. I don't know.
Oh, I see. I when I was in the city, I saw Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick all the time. They lived in my neighborhood. They're like regular, nice people.
Right.
They just go to the gym. They go to Starbucks. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just really normal people.
New York celebrities are like that.
Yeah, that's why a lot of celebrities like living in New York. Because no one else bothers them, because New Yorkers don't care.
He's in a new show about Boston cops, and a friend of my son's is the co-star. And I've become friendly with this kid. His name is Jonathan Tucker. You may recognize his name. You recognize his face if you saw him. And he'd become a friend. Matter of fact, he's spending the night at the house tonight and tomorrow night.
Oh, isn't he Jonathan Tucker? Isn't he? I have to look him up. Was he in Mean Girls with Lindsay Lohan?
Maybe. I don't know. You wouldn't prove it. I just met him. And I've only seen him in Persons of Interest in a couple of movies and stuff.
And there's that movie, John Tucker Must Die.
I don't remember that one.
Different.
No, this is Jonathan. Anyway, so he and Bacon are in this new movie, a new TV show about Boston cops. And they wanted to shoot it in Boston. Obviously, hello, duh. It's about Boston cops. Kevin said, I'll do the show on one condition, that you shoot it in New York. I don't want to go to Boston. I want to be with my wife in New York. So they're having to scout out neighborhoods in New York that look like Boston neighborhoods.
That can't be too hard.
To do the show? No, not at all. You can find stuff over in Staten Island or wherever.
I think people are people are more unfamiliar with Boston, so it'll be easier, I think, to do that. But like, a lot of times, whenever they film something that's supposed to be New York, it always is so fake-looking. Unless it's really shot in New York, it's very hard
to replicate.
Yeah,
it's like NCIS. They supposedly are in Washington. They're not. They're all in L.A. You can tell by looking at the houses and the landscape that they have. It's all done in L.A., except, everything's done in L.A. They make it look like it's, and that's part of the magic, I guess, of the movies or TV or whatever it is. But I thought it was interesting. Anyway, the point wasn't about the TV show. It was that Kevin Bacon was very generous, and his wife as well, Kira Sedgwick. So, I mean, there are tons of people around, and they give, and they... Why, if you're giving and you're sincere about it, why do you want to do a press release? Hey, I just gave $1 million to yada, yada, yada. No. You do it and you keep quiet about it. Another name in the news today is Alexandra Black of New Palestine, Indiana.
What'd she do?
Killed after being attacked by the lion in an enclosure that she was cleaning at the Conservative Center Wildlife Sanctuary in Burlington, North Carolina. The lion was shot, but not until after he finished her off. And, this is one of those things. You hear these stories from time to time about people. They go into these caves. The animals are supposed to be tame, and they have done it hundreds of times.
Apparently, he got out of a locked enclosure to where she was.
The lion did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so something mechanically... Or somebody didn't do something properly, and the enclosure got unlocked, and he got out and attacked her.
Yeah. All right, up next in a moment, a couple of former football players become members of Congress. We'll tell you who those people are right after this. Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Arlie Drug. You can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Arlie Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase Sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House.
It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Thousands of charities, from international organizations to local churches, raise money through silent auctions, often featuring gift baskets donated by supporters. They frequently include bottles of wine, beer, or other spirited prizes. But it turns out that in many states, the liquor laws prohibit such baskets, especially in places like churches or community centers that have no liquor license, even if the bottles remain unopened. The legislature in one state, Colorado, is about to repeal that old law and leave charitable fundraisers free to do their best. Many of these legislators have looked through the lens of liberty and realized that fundraising ideas are not the government's business. But many states still require permits and fees for such events. If your state is one of them, it's time for you to act.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hurry into the Dodge Big Finish event. That's the new holiday greeting in Santa's workshop, and now he's even upgrading his ride. Like Charger, America's only four-door muscle car. Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Durango, the most technologically advanced, fuel-efficient, and powerful V8 in its class. Santa wants his sleigh to really fly.
Ho, ho, go!
Hurry in for great deals at the Dodge Big Finish event. Based on 2019 Ward's Mid-Size Sport Utility Vehicle segment, available V8 based on Ward's Middle Specialty segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money. But the notice said that if I don't pay them in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
The IRS can do all that and more, unless you get help. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Call U.S. Tax Shield and let them help you get a fresh start. They have access to the IRS's Fresh Start Initiative, which can stop collection efforts and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%, so you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-801-9553 to learn if you qualify. Call 800-801-9553. That's 800-801-9553. Again, 800-801-9553.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 40, where are we here? Looks like 47 after the hour. Colin Allred and Anthony Gonzalez. Allred used to play for the Titans and Gonzalez for the Colts. They are among this year's newly elected House members. They are, I guess, standout NFL players. I don't know that much about it because I'm not a football fan. But Allred played... Yeah. On the defensive squad for the Titans from 2007 to 2010. Gonzalez played on the line for the Colts from 2007 to 2011. Richie, do you know these two names?
Not even.
Not, don't know.
Yeah. If they were Allred 3 years
Democrat,
and out,
Gonzalez a Republican.
They weren't standout.
They weren't?
No, nah, okay. they have 3 years. So
it's no big deal that they are in, I mean, that they were football players.
Hey, if anybody gets into the NFL, that's a very small club. So you did something special if you played for the NFL.
Yeah. I don't know if they know each other that well. It must be they played at the same time. Most of those guys know each other, don't they? From one time.
A lot of them do, not all of them.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to them anyway. Have their first session on Wednesday. 10 before the hour here on the DJV Extravaganza.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here he is, the most honest guy in household repair that you'll ever find. It's Money Pit time here on the DJV program, courtesy of Tommy the K. Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard around the country every single weekend. But beside that, they have a fabulous website, Facebook page, you name it. You got a problem, you can get the research and find out how to fix whatever your problem is. I got a problem with my toilet.
Oh, yeah?
I have more than one toilet, but this particular toilet is an old... I live in an older home, and the toilets, some of them are fairly old. Uh-huh. And so, the plunger, the thing that connects to the rod that actually flushes, lifts the rubber thing off,
yeah,
and the water goes
valve.
In and flushes.
Uh-huh.
Right. Can I replace that with just any... I've got all kinds of... I was looking at a box in the barn the other day, and I got three or four of these replacement. Are they all the same?
Basically. Are they new replacement parts or are they old?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm saying. I don't know if they, if you, no. you know,
I know you think I buy or I have old stuff around and I reuse it. Yes, I do. But these are new. So.
Yeah. Well, probably. Now, the fill valve and the flush valve are the two valves that, you know, make a toilet work. The flush valve is that flapper that's in the bottom of the tank. And if your toilet runs, usually the flush valve is leaking. And it's a rubber seal. So if it's old... You know, if those parts have been sitting around for a while, it may
no. If I jiggle the handle or fiddle, take the top off and fiddle with the, and I did this. It seems to be okay now. It just take the length of the this chain that hooks onto the top of that valve,
right.
That rubber valve,
right.
And it's hooked onto the lever with a piece of copper or something. I don't know.
Right.
And I just bent it and gave it a little bit more, and it seems to be okay now.
Well, what I generally recommend, Doug, is replacing both the fill and the flush valve. Because
You
might as well. I mean, you've got to turn the water off and drain the tank.
Right. All right, so when are you coming up to do that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but no, that's you know, if you're wondering if your toilet is leaking, is a little trick of the trade for that too. You can put some food coloring in the bowl, and I'm sorry, in the tank, and then wait a couple hours and see if it leaks into the bowl. If it leaks into the bowl, you're wasting water.
Right. Exactly.
No, Tom, when will somebody invent a toilet mechanism that actually works and you don't have to replace it every 3 years?
Well, you know, there have been several really good toilets that last a really, really, really long time. American Standard made one that came out a few years ago, and it was called Champion. And I have two of those in my house, and I put one in my mom's house, and they've never given us a problem. And they also have a version of it that's self-cleaning. You put a insert into it that has Lysol built into it, and every time you flush it, it drops some of the Lysol into the tank.
Oh, yeah.
God, so that's kind of cool, too. Yeah.
All right, let's talk New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
In order, as far as your home is concerned, MoneyPit.com has a lot of information. If you go to their website and the Facebook page, we go to the website, sign up for the newsletter, MoneyPit.com, and one of the things that would jump out at you if you were there right now were the stories about how to fix up your home. How are you resolving? What things do you need to do that make your home happier, safer, healthier? What do we have, Tom?
Well, you know, it occurs to me, Doug, that this time of year we all set resolutions, well-meaning resolutions to, you know, save money, lose weight, get in shape, and so on. To me, I see that you could do all that with your house. Let's say you wanted to lose weight, right? Well, yep. Why don't you just declutter, right? You're talking about all the stuff you have sticking around. Let's get rid of some of this stuff. Let's get organized. And let's declutter. That's an easy way to have your house lose some weight for you. Talking about laundry organization and closet organization, you know. And if you want to eat better, what better time than now to think about doing a new kitchen? This time of year is the frustration peak for people that are thinking of kitchen renos, Doug, because of the kitchen's getting a workout with all the friends and the family and the meals and such. So typically January is the month when people really decide, that's it, I've had it. I want to have a better kitchen, so now is a great time to plan that type of update. And if you don't have the money to do a total kitchen makeover with cabinets and everything, you can just do an inexpensive one. You can change your countertops, change your hardware, improve your lighting. You know, there's a lot of inexpensive ways to spruce up, you know, that kitchen.
All right. So a lot of things now. I saw also, when I went to the Money Pit website, tips for a mold-free home. That seems to be on a lot of people's minds, isn't it? There's so much mold. I was in a friend's house. He had a leaky roof, and the roof came down. Ceiling came down in the room, and they just shut the room off instead of fixing it.
Yeah, and that's really, really common right now, too. In the wintertime, we get so much moisture, not so much air. And I think what you have to recognize is that mold needs, you know, a couple of things to operate. It needs the water. It needs the organic source, which is usually the drywall, you know, the paper on the drywall. And it needs a good fresh source of air. Those three things in presence together give you mold. So you want to cut back on those leaks. And if you see any mold starting to form, spray it with a bleach solution.
Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, MoneyPit.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.